Hi everyone, welcome to our Daily Devo and happy Friday. Today's chapter is Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not our own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So today I want to focus on two implications on the death and resurrection of Jesus for us. For us who believe, I think there are two things that we can take away from this passage. First is that we have been saved not by works, but by the grace of God through faith. In several instances through verses 1 to 10, the Apostle Paul mentions the immeasurable riches of his grace. And I think this grace is wrought by God's love and mercy. This is who our God is. He is a God full of grace. And for those of you who may not have known what the definition of grace is, it's often described as undeserved favor. It's not something we earned. It's not something we deserve. It's simply God's gift of grace, his favor towards us. And as we put our trust in him, his grace is being poured out. What does it look like for us to live in this grace? We who were once far off, we who were once sons and daughters of disobedience, we who were once living in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, doing whatever we want, why would we ever deserve salvation, eternal life with God? And yet, because God is rich in mercy, because of his immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us, by his grace, we have been saved through faith. The first thing I want us to just kind of reflect on today is this grace. To give thanks to God for this amazing grace, that without it, there would be no salvation. And so let's give God all the praise and glory for his grace. The second implication in this passage is that his grace causes us to do good works. We have been created in Christ Jesus for good works, and God prepared us beforehand to do this, to walk in them. And what does it look like for us to do good works out of his grace? Well, one of the recurring themes in verses 11 to 22 is that there is a peace that God calls us to have in the households of God. It looks like the church at Ephesus was, there was some tension between the believers there and those who may be different from them. But Paul is telling them that all of us, whether we are Jew or Gentile or whatever ethnicity, it doesn't matter. The grace of God has brought both of us, all of us, into one. He has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. He has torn the curtain into two. And because of that, we can live in his peace. Now, that's not an automatic thing. That requires intentionality in how we interact with each other, how we live life together, how we exhort one another in the faith. And so, many times, we are going to be tempted to revert back to our hostile ways, our divisive ways. But Jesus calls us to make peace, to reconcile, to be reconciled to one another, because we have been reconciled to God, all of us, by his grace. And so as we are one body in Christ, with under one head, which is Jesus, who is the cornerstone, let us try to be more and more intentional, to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That is, I think, one of the greatest ways, according to this passage, that we can do good works, that we can be the workmanship that he has made us to be. Let's give thanks to God for his grace, and let's live in that grace by living in his peace. Let's do that today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this grace that you pour out upon us. We thank you, Lord, that even though we didn't deserve it, even though we were once enemies of God, now we are sons and daughters of God. And we want to come before you with humility and a heart of praise and thanksgiving, being reminded of this amazing grace. And as we reflect on this grace, help us, Lord, to live in it. Help us to walk in that grace by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's any areas of hostility within our hearts towards one another, I pray, Lord, that you would transform our hearts. Would you bring peace in those areas? Would you help us to forgive one another? Help us, Lord, to show grace as we have been, as we have received grace. And I ask, Lord, that as you have brought us together by the blood of Christ, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to make every effort to maintain that unity in the Spirit and the bond of peace. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotion, and I hope that you can continue to live freely in this grace of God. Have a great day.